Then Ashwatthama's horses became tired. They couldn't run anymore. So Ashwatthama climbed down his chariot and he started to run on foot. When Arjun saw that Ashwatthama was running on foot, so he climbed down his chariot and he also started to run on foot. So this is how heroically the heroes of the early days used to behave. But now these people are just using these weapons and attacking all these innocent people. So how to deal with them? Who wants to fight with a coward? That's another point. Jarasandha did not want to fight with Krishna because he thought that Krishna was not befitting for him to fight. He gave a few reasons. One reason was Krishna was brought up by Vaishyas. Therefore he thought that he was below his standard. So since Krishna was not a Kshatriya, he thought that Krishna was not a Kshatriya. And then Krishna killed his relative. Kamsa was his uncle, so Krishna killed Kamsa. And therefore he considered that Krishna was below the human standard. Purushadham. Purusha means a brave man. And Krishna was considered by Jarasandha to be degraded in this way. Of course, Krishna is never degrading. This Narapur, that Purushadham has been explained by our acharyas as Purusha Adham. All the Purushas are below him. Therefore, he has been described as Purushadham. Not he is the lowest of the Purushas, but Adham means below. And Purusha, all the Purushas are below him. That's why he has been described as Purushadham. Anyway, Jarasandha decided not to fight with Krishna because he was not up to his level. So fighting takes place between the equals. So this is the standard. This is the heroic activity characteristics of the Kshatriyas. But we are seeing what kind of people these are. So why should we fight with them? Therefore we don't use any weapon. They are not worthy to fight. We should just disregard them. Just as no one takes care of an insect. Mosquitoes come and bite sometimes. But does it make us stop our activities? No. Similarly, these terrorists are like mosquitoes. They'll create some disturbance. But our mission will not stop. Our mission must continue. And that is how we have to defeat this influence of adharma. And then eventually, dharma will win. Param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. The Sankirtan movement will ultimately win. Nothing can stop this movement. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Go. Does anybody have any question? Another? Huh? Another yuga. Penance is easy. Who said that? In this age, penance is easy. What is the meaning of penance? Huh? Penance? What is the meaning of penance? Okay. Austerity. Penance. Is it easy? Are you performing any penance? What is your penance you are performing? What kind of penance you are performing? Are you standing on one leg for 65,000 years? Huh? Are you doing that? The only penance you perform is fasting on Ekadasi. That also you don't fast. Because we make it a law, make it a rule that everybody should fast till noon, you are fasting. Otherwise you would have even not fasted till noon. So what kind of penance you are performing? So who said penance is easy? In this age, we are not qualified to perform any penance. Therefore Mahaprabhu said, no need to perform any penance. Just chant Hare Krishna. Now chanting Hare Krishna is a penance? No, we don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to perform austerities and penances. We simply have to follow the four principles and chant the holy name. And then where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? If you do that, if you follow the four regulative principles and chant the holy name, then you will be qualified to go wherever you want to go. Now you decide, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to America? If you want to go to America, yes, you'll go to America. Do you want to go to heavenly planets? Huh? Or you want to go to Golok Vrindavan? Where do you want to go? Huh? Yes, Paru. Give her the mic. Okay, you can start if it can hear you. Who takes care of the mic? It's gone? Where did it? Anyway. Then somebody should be deputed. Bandh karo, bandh karo. Yes. In this age, if one just follows the leg of truthfulness, then he'll be situated in dharma. And when you are situated in dharma, then other three activities also will be performed automatically. So we try to hold on to this leg specially. Truthfulness. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Priyavrata, you have a question? Who destroyed? Well, with the progress of the age, they automatically break. Yeah. As Satya Yuga came to an end, right, and Dwapar Yuga began, Treta Yuga began, austerity was broken. Right? As Treta Yuga came to an end, and Dwapar Yuga began, mercy was broken. As Dwapar Yuga came to an end and Kali Yuga began, cleanliness was broken. So when it reached Kali, in course of time, three other legs were broken and Dharma was standing on one leg. And in Kali Yuga, even that leg is dwindling by the influence of Kali. And so Parikshit Maharaj actually noticed will be discussed later on, that Kali Yuga has one advantage. That although Dharma will be broken, Dharma will be diminishing, but if one just chants the holy name, takes the shelter of the lotus feet of the, takes shelter of the holy name, he will become free from material bondage. But just by chanting the holy name, one will go back to Godhead. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangraja. Kalir Doshe Nidhe Rajan Asti Hi Eko Mahan Guna Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangraja. The age of Kali, although it is an ocean of sinful activities, the age of Adharma, but it has one great advantage. Asti Hi Eko Mahan Guna. It has one great characteristic, great advantage. Just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can become free from material bondage. It has become so easy. That's why Parikshit Maharaj didn't kill Kali. So let him still live. At least people will get this advantage. Yes, Navadi Prabhu. Yeah, good question. You see, although Krishna is the lawmaker, or rather because he is the lawmaker, and although he can break the law, but he doesn't break the law. Like the king may make the law, and the king can break the law if he wants, but he doesn't do that, to set an example. So in this age, in this material nature, the standard is there, the karmic principles. Right. So certain things that happen, specially, by some arrangements, if certain things are meant to be in a certain way, Krishna doesn't interfere. Kalajavana is actually the son of Gargamuni. Once the Jadus insulted Gargamuni. And Gargamuni became so upset